Behind Tansy, a Dibbon mole picked up the ball and was about to throw it clumsily when Cracklin sneaked up. She took the ball from him and threw it hard, hitting Tansy on the back of her head. With the soft ball sticking to her head spikes, the abbess whirled around, a look of comic fury upon her face.
Who threw that ball? Come on, own up!
Cracklin's expression was one of simple innocence.
It wasn't me, Mother Abbess.
Tansy glared at the little ones playing the game.
Well, who was it? One of you rascals?
The Dibbons fell about laughing as a small mole named Gubbio pointed to Cracklin.
It were he from yon ball, marm.
Cracklin looked horrified. She pointed to Gubbio, saying,
No, it wasn't. You were the one who threw the ball. We saw him, didn't we?
This caused more hilarity among the babes. The sight of the recorder fibbing like a naughty Dibbon was too much for them. They skipped about giggling, pointing to Cracklin.
Was Marm Cracklin, twas her!
Abbess Tansy pulled the ball from her head spikes and pretended to lecture the recorder severely.
You naughty creature! Fancy throwing things at your abbess! Right, no supper for you tonight. Straight up to bed, m'lady.
It all proved too much for the Dibbons, who threw themselves down on the grass, chuckling fit to burst. Formal Diggum, in company with Arvin the Squiddle Warrior and several other moles, passed by, heading for the south wall. They had been talking earnestly together as they went, but on seeing Abbess Tansy, they stopped conversing and nodded to her as they hurried on their way.
Afternoon, Marm.
And you too, Marm.
Cracklin exchanged glances with Tansy.
They're up to something. Hi, Arvin. What's the rush? Where are you all off to?
Nothing for you to be concerned with, Marm.
Arvin called back to her.
Just out for a stroll.
Immediately, Tansy took Cracklin's paw and began to follow them.
You're right, they are up to something. Out for a stroll, eh? Well, come on, friend, let's join them. Carry on with the game, you little uns, and no cheating.
Behind the shrubbery that bordered the outer wall of the ramparts on the south side, Diggum Formole and the rest were questioning a mole called Drub.
Where do we say twas, Drub?
He pointed with a heavy digging claw in several places as he brushed hazel and rhododendron shrubs aside.
Here, see, and you're yonder too. Right along the wall if you look closer, see.
Cracklin and Tansy arrived on the scene. Straight away, the abbess started to interrogate Arvin.
What's going on? There's something you aren't telling me about. What is it, Arvin? I demand to know.
The squiddle had crouched low at the wall base, probing the joints of massive red sandstone blocks with a small quill knife. He looked up at Tansy, keeping his voice deceptively calm.
Oh, it's something and nothing, really. Drubbear says he thinks the wall is sinking, but he may not be right. We didn't say anything to you, Tansy, because you've enough to do as abbess.
He was cut short by Tansy's indignant outburst.
The south outer wall of my abbey is sinking, and you didn't consider it serious enough to let your abbess know. Oh, in the name of Stricken Oaks do you think I am, sir? Mother Abbess of Redwall or a little fuzz-brained Dibbon playing ball?
Diggum Formole touched his brow respectfully.
You'll forgive I for saying, ma'am, but you look just like a fuzzy-brained Dibbon a-playing ball when us'n's passed ye but a moment back. Hurray!
Tansy drew herself up grandly, spikes a-bristle and eyes alight.
Nonsense! Show me the wall this instant!
The group wandered up and down the length of the high battlemented south wall for the remainder of the afternoon, talking and debating and pointing earnestly. The final conclusion was inescapable. The wall was sinking, bellying inward too. They probed the mortar between the stone joints, stood on top of the wall and swung a weighted plumb line from top to bottom, then placing their faces flat to the wall's surface and each one squinting with one eye, they gauged the extent of the stone warp. Whichever way they looked at it, there was only one thing all were agreed upon. The south wall was crumbling.